You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. Great to be with you today. Hey, listen, we are in the series called Your Book Is Not a Business Card. And what a series it is. In fact, a bunch of you have already watched episode one. This is episode 2 of 18. And we are going to dive into a very important topic today called hard covers. Listen, I did not have a hard cover for the first decade of my career. Actually, the first 12 years of my author career, I did not have a hardcover. And here's the problem. Traditional publishers don't give you a hardcover publishing deal unless you're proven. Okay? So I'm going to give you a bunch of secrets today. But first of all, I'd love for you to type in where you're from. I'd love for you also, I'm going to check my Wi-Fi here. Hang with me. We're good. So what I want you to do is type in where you're from. I got Nikki here. I got others as well. And what I would love for you to do is tag an author, because folks, I'm going to pull back the curtain on hardcovers. And most people do not know about hardcovers and what type, what to put on your front flap, what to put on your back flap, what a cloth cover is, what a case laminate is. Folks, I'm going to give you some gold today, okay? So listen, let's jump right in and first of all talk about the power of a hardcover. So listen, when Tony Robbins comes out with a book, it's hardcover. Why? Because he's reaching a certain clientele. By the way, this is cloth underneath. This is called cloth. Now, what they have going now, which is really hot, is not just a dust jacket. By the way, if you're listening to this on audio later on, you're going to have to get the video so you can see what I'm talking about. What they have now is dust jacket, pretty hot, but then they have case laminate. You see the difference? One is dust jacket without case laminate, and one is dust jacket with case laminate. You see the difference? Big difference. So listen, back when Tony Robbins put out this book, they didn't even have dust jacket case laminate. This is the new hottest thing. It basically accomplishes both desires. Okay, so let's jump right in and talk about this first of all. When my books first came out, I'm going to try to pick one of my old books off the shelf here from a long time ago. Okay, so here's one of my books. This was my first book ever, The Journey Toward Relevance. Okay, so it's soft cover. Nothing wrong with soft cover, but when a soft cover book comes out, it's kind of a safe bet for the publisher, because the publisher realizes, you know what, we're going to put this out in the most inexpensive physical form first. And then if your book does crazy well, they might, thanks by the way, Benjamin, for tagging all your friends. Look at you. Amazing. Benjamin's a fantastic guy, by the way. He's calling in all the way from American Samoa. Look at that. Fantastic. So great to have you with us. But check this out, folks. The soft cover is a low risk for the publisher. Why? Because it's inexpensive to produce. And truth be told, my first 5 books were all soft cover. So again, I don't have an ego here. I'm trying to help you today. Okay. But I'll just share that my first few books they were not hardcover. Just trying to look in the shelf here. Oh, I found it. Okay. Day Job to Dream Job, which was 2014, Baker Books did this. So I got a nice advance. Baker Books was my traditional publisher. But guess what? You know, they weren't going to put this in a hardcover. because again, they're like, well, let's see how it does first. Here's the beauty of people who publish with us, with Author Academy Elite. We publish every version. So we say, listen, our authors, we're going to treat them right from the beginning. We're going to give them a hardcover, a soft cover, an ebook, an audiobook, if they read it themselves. We're going to teach them how to do all that stuff, okay? So you bet I put, listen, when I bought back Day Job to Dream Job, I bought it back from the publisher. You bet I republished it in hardcover. Okay? You bet I did. Now, I'll tell you why. Nothing wrong with Baker, nothing wrong with Zondervan, nothing wrong with Relevant Books, all my other publishers. But when I really started to understand the business of publishing, I said, you know what? I'm going to publish my own books. And I didn't just say that. I said, I'm going to start my own publishing company. Okay. So once I really understood that, you know what, more control, more profit, more, I don't know, just a lot more you can do. More, you can control when your book releases, the release day. You can control your launch party. You might say, well, gee, Carrie, you're a control freak. Hey, listen, maybe I am. But I'll tell you what, when I was with a traditional publisher, they told me what my title was. They told me what my cover was going to be. They told me what my back cover was going to be. They told me what my back ads could be. Whoa. You're saying, but Carrie, that's your book. No, they told me what my back ads would be. Luckily, I said, hey, Baker, I want to put in these back ads. Luckily, they agreed. Because by that time I was like, I don't know, a four-time author or something. But normally a lot of publishers will put in their own back ads about their company and about their other books and about their other, you know, so you might have in the back of your book, if you're traditionally published, you might actually have your own competitors' books in your book. I mean, you could. It's the traditional publisher. They can put in there whatever they want. So you bet, when I really understood it, I said, I want to become, nothing against traditional publishing, but I said, I don't want to do self-publishing. I don't want to do traditional publishing. I want to do my own thing. And that's what Author Academy Elite is. And by the way, if anyone needs help, go to ignitingsouls.com/apply and just chat with our team. No obligation, just chat with our team. But here's what I did, folks. You ready? The reason why you want a hardcover is because this is a wow version. You might say, what are you talking about, Carrie? What do you mean it's a wow version? When you drop off this, and listen, here, there's nothing wrong with this and this, but look at Show Up, Filled Up, my own book, right? Nothing wrong with it, but look at it. Okay, it's paperback. It's a Frisbee. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's not that impressive. You know, I mean, you open it, nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's nice. It's designed well, but it's a soft cover. And there's one, you know, if you meet someone, you're like, hey, here's my book, and you hand it to them and it's a soft cover, nothing wrong with that. But if you turn around and then they say, oh my gosh, I want to work with you. And you're like, oh, that's fantastic. How much do you charge? $500 an hour, $250 an hour, $100 an hour, $50 an hour, $5,000 an hour, whatever you charge, I don't care. But if you're going to charge a lot for your brand and all of a sudden you put out something where I've been handed books a lot of times, by the way, great job. We have a new imprint called Ethos Collective. It's kind of a higher end imprint. It's a done for you thing, but I'm glad every word is spelled right. I'm glad the fonts are right. I'm glad that the coloring is right. But I've been handed a lot of books by people at different networking events. And you look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, here's a very common thing. People spell the word forward wrong. I'm just telling you, that is the most classic mistake. If you write a book and you spell the word forward wrong, you gotta fix it. Because on the front of your cover, if you spell it F-O-R-W-A-R-D, I've seen it spelled so many ways. You got to put forward the right way. And these are little things, folks, that, again, when you're handed a book, I can tell in about 30 seconds if a book's quality by a number of things. Is it spelled right? How is the cover designed? Is there branding? I mean, you can see here that this is a trilogy. Okay, this is a trilogy, and that's why I bought back all these books. In fact, there's even a design element on the back. I don't know if you can see this. This is pretty hot. If you flip all the books behind you, watch this. Your secret name start, the journey starts here. Watch this. The journey starts here, and then it continues to the deeper path. Do you see that? The line is actually right there. Okay? Oh, sorry, I got it wrong. My bad. There it is. The line is right there. You're continuing the journey. Now watch this. This is pretty hot. This was my designer who did this. I'm coming there. I'm coming there. Hang on. And look at that. It goes the whole way. It's a journey. It's a journey. So this is a trilogy, folks. Are you checking this out? This is a trilogy. Your secret name, deeper path, day job to dream job. And you bet in the back, did I explain the trilogy? Heck yeah. Right there. So now people realize, oh, this book's about identity. Who am I? Oh, this book's about why am I here? Purpose. Oh, this book's about where am I going? Direction. Identity, purpose, direction. Folks, this has created an unstoppable brand. Did I have it right in the beginning? Not at all. Oh my gosh. This is going to be fun. Hold on. I'm going to get my old books for you. Because I did not have this planned at all when I first started. I had your secret name and deeper path and day job to dream job. And they all look different. And none of the branding is smart. Hold on. I got to check. By the way, great questions here. Hold on, everybody. I'm going to try to get this. You can tell I wasn't ready to do this today. Oh, here I go. I got it. Oh, yes. You're going to love this. Look at this. Here, man, we're having fun. All right, check this out. Look at how bad this branding is. And by the way, I can talk about myself this way. But look at this. You can't tell these books are together. You can't tell these books are together. These books look like three completely different things because they are, because that's how it starts in the beginning. So folks, listen, I didn't have it all right in the beginning. In fact, if I read to you my back bio, it's horrible, but I got better. And that's my point. If you're an author today, I want to encourage you, you can get better. So don't you worry, okay? But let me explain the hardcover thing for a moment. Here's what you want to do. On the back flap of your hardcover, you want to put bio, okay? So you see here, it's a picture of the bald guy, right? It says connect at carryoverbrunner.com. And then it has my bio. This is what a back flap is for with a dust jacket. The front flap, check this out. The front flap, you ready for this? The front flap is oftentimes the back cover copy of a soft cover. Let me say that again. Your front flap is often your back cover copy of your paperback. And then you might say, well, what is your hardcover back? That's often quotes. Endorsements. I should say endorsements. It's often endorsements. Okay. So again, these are secrets, folks, that a lot of people don't know. They're like, what do I put on my back flap? What do I put on my front flap? I don't know. But here's what else is pretty slick. All right. You get more space when you have a dust jacket. This costs more to produce. And so these are influencer copies. I'll tell you what, I've had people become extremely high level clients because I sent them this. These are custom made. And by the way, some of my authors have done these too. Shout out to Chrissy Mayer. Her influencer box was amazing. And then Mathineers, John Elise was amazing. But when you get something in the mail like this and you're like, huh, what's this? And you open it up, right? I'm going to open it up. And all of a sudden, whoa, it's got human knowledge once doubled every 1,000 years. Today it's every 12 hours. No wonder we can't keep up. Are you unhackable? And then it's got a picture. And then it's got a postcard and bookmarks. And by the way, I dropped in a $5 Starbucks card. And I said, hey, while you're reading the book, you know, enjoy a drink on me. Do you think I put a soft cover in here? Not at all. I put a hard cover in here. By the way, this is called a belly band. I don't know if you know that, but that's called a belly band. I didn't know all this stuff when I started. You flip that open. They put these on t-shirts a lot of times. But you can see that, like, when people open this and then there's a t-shirt in there that says unhackable, right? And I'll tell you what, these things were not cheap. But when I sent these to people, I got on big shows. I got on big publicity that sold a lot of books. I'm trying to say that this is an investment, folks. Okay, this is an investment. If you look at it that way, now all of a sudden when I sent this to a client, they're like, I want to do business with you. You know what you're doing. Hey, I want to hire you. Hey, we want you to come in as a speaker. So really they pay for themselves, but you have to package it the right way. As opposed to, hey, look at my 3 books, you know, and they don't even make sense together. All right. So listen, what other questions do you have about hardcovers? Oh, you might be kind of surprised. By the way, this I'm going to show you Gino Wickman's book. No, that's Mike Kim's book. That's not bad. That's a case laminate too. But it doesn't have a dust jacket. So again, I think the best is a case laminate dust jacket where you have the best of all worlds, okay? And when you drop off that book at an influencer and you say, hey, great meeting you, enjoy my new book. Even if they don't ever read your book, here's what they automatically say. Whoa, this woman or this guy, they're an expert. They package their business well. Can you get a belly band from Ingram? No. Can you add a dust jacket later? Yes. Great questions. Keep asking them, folks. So the belly band would be something that you would put on. And I really think it only makes sense inside of a box. By the way, you do not need custom boxes. Listen, I bootstrapped everything when I first started, okay? So when I first started, oh my gosh, you got to start somewhere. But a belly band, I think, makes sense if you do a box. All right. Ricky says dust jackets are the best. I like them. To me, the first time I ever did a dust jacket was in 2016. So I had been an author for 12 years and I didn't have a hardcover. So finally, when Elixir Project came out, I was so excited. And so you can see with a fiction, you put usually a quote on the back or an endorsement. Front flap is like the back cover copy of a paperback. Back flap is the bio and headshot. Okay. And you might say, Carrie, those things must have been expensive. Not at all. You ready for this? I'm going to teach you this. Ready? So this book called Elixir Project retails at $29.99 hardcover on Amazon. Do you want to know how much we got this for? Because we have a great relationship with the distributor in Author Academy Elite, I got these down. I don't know how I did it, but I bought 2,000 copies. I got them down to like $3. So think about that. That's a 90% markup. You see what I'm talking about? So don't think that you have to drop $15 for a hardcover if you're the author. Now, if you buy them as a single copy, that's true. But that's where I said, you know what? I'm just buying them all hardcover. And I don't think I bought any paperback. I think I might have bought like one box in the very beginning. But all the rest I bought with hardcover because I just think that they feel so much better. And I knew, check this out, I knew if I was going to buy 2,000 of them, they would only cost 50 cents more each. You see what I'm talking about? So folks, it all depends what your goals are. If your goals are, you know what, I don't care. If you say, Carrie, I don't care about influencers, great. Don't worry about it. I have renamed hardcovers influencer copies in my own head. That's what I've identified. I say, you know what, if I'm going to send out a copy to an influencer, I want them to have the best of the best. The best of the best. And that's why you might even just buy one case of hardcovers. And you might say, you know what, these are my pretty babies. And I'm only going to mail them out to the people that I really want to make an impact with. Okay. So folks, did you learn a little bit about hardcovers today? Let me just recap. And sorry, I was going all over the place and getting excited, but next time I'll be prepared with my books ahead of time. By the way, one of our authors who went big time, his book's around here somewhere. Hang with me. Where is that book? It's Justin Donald's book. I know it's around here somewhere. Anyway, I got a hardcover of his book as well. I don't know. It's somewhere around here. You've seen me hold it up before. But I'll just even hold up Amy Schmidauer, Amy Landino, okay? We got this book into Turkish. So this is the Indonesian version. Okay, this is the Indonesian version, Vlog Like a Boss. Nothing wrong with it, paperback. But then, boom, the hardcover, the dust jacket. See, there you go. She followed the rules. Bio on the back flap. And then back cover copy, paperback in the front flap. And then sure enough, see, she followed my advice. She put then endorsements on the back. So folks, just wanted to give some value to you today. Let me share one other client who kind of did things really well. I love my clients, but this is Don Wenner, one of our recent clients. We just got him on the Wall Street Journal and USA Today. But notice what he did. He has his book out and he did paperback. By the way, we were not the publisher. I won't tell you who was, but I would have had him do a hardcover, just saying. But what we did help him with was the marketing. And again, we got him on the USA Today and Wall Street and everything. But notice this. This is pretty slick. I'm proud of Don for doing this. Look at this. Look at that. It's a box, but inside of it is a journal. And the journal is a companion that goes along with the book. Is that slick or what? So folks, this again, this is all stuff that we can do. But that's not why I'm telling you. I mean, if you need any help, reach out to us. But the real reason I'm sharing all this is because there's so many authors who say, oh, I don't need a hardcover. I don't need an audiobook. I don't need an ebook. I don't need to build a course. I don't need to develop a keynote speech. You don't need to. But I'll tell you what, my first five books, I didn't do what I'm teaching. My first five books, I was mad at God because I was still in my day job. And I'm like, what's the problem? I'm putting my passion into books. And my strategy back then was just write another book. So I did book one, book two, book three, book four. And finally with book four, I said, you know what? There's got to be a secret. And that's when I started turning your secret name into multiple streams of influence, impact, and income. Not only did I not only did I sell a lot more, but I changed people's lives. That's what really gets me excited. By the way, Tamara says, I missed a whole bunch. I just came on late. Don't worry, my friend. Hey, listen, oh my gosh, next week, by the way, I'm doing this for 9 weeks straight. I'm dropping 2 streams of income a week. And this is all in prep for my new book. My new book, you can't even get it right now. It's not even on Amazon. But I said, I'm just going to start giving value because I can't shut up. I love to help authors. But this book is called Your Book Is Not a Business Card, How to Turn Your Book into 18 Streams of Income. And folks, there is stuff in there that I have never, ever, ever taught yet. And the bonus chapter, oh my gosh, secret number 19, I didn't even include it in the book. It's a special download because it's so edgy and so new that I thought, you know what, if this thing doesn't, by the way, I'm testing it with the new book, but I said, if it doesn't go well, I want to make sure it's not in the book. The 19th stream of income, the untested secret bonus chapter, which it's done, it's written, but I'm not releasing it yet. Anyway, you're going to get that free, the 19th stream of income. You got to listen to this series though. So here's my only ask. You can see I'm not even dropping a book link today. I'm not even asking you to go download it as a pre-order because it's not even up yet. Here's my only ask. If you found value today, talk about this. Tag a friend. Say, oh my gosh, I learned about dust jackets. I learned about case laminates. I learned about influencer boxes. I learned about belly bands. I learned about buying in bulk and how you can actually get your price way down. I learned about influencer copies. So folks, if you can do that for me, that would be a huge, wonderful thing because I want to ignite souls and I want people to not make the mistakes that I made because I made a lot of mistakes along the way. I'd rather be the one that messes up than you, okay? So thank you so much. This was fantastic. This is only number 2 of 18. If you didn't catch the first one, go back. We're developing a page where you'll get all 18 for free, all 18 live streams. So stay in touch. And we are going, and Stacy says she has a big mouth and she's going to share it everywhere. I love that. All right. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you later. See ya. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.